The lowness and loftiness of this earth are of another sort. For one half of the year it is barren, and for half green and fresh.
Okay, he is talking now a little bit differently. And if you were listening to the Persian version, you would understand nothing. You got it because it is translated to English. Means a lot of the real meaning is lost. Here he will say, خفز رفع روزگار با کذب نو دیگر نیم روز و نیم شب. What does that mean? You don't understand it even, because the words she understands. Khafz is a word that we don't use it normally in Persian language. It's Arabic. So on. All these verses are like this. If I read the Persian, a lot of these fellows, they don't understand it. Why? Because he is somehow is bringing in one simple stuff which will explain a lot, and that is the opposite. What is opposite? Opposite exists. When you believe in up, there is a down. He brings this subject little by little by using the philosophic word for this, because at the end he said, oh, that God who is calling me, he will close his eyes, he will wait. He's not chick like that. And that's why everything could move around. The intelligence starts from stupidity, the void, the curiosity, all of that. You say, think about the necessity of opposites. Yes?
The lowness and loftiness of distressful time are of another sort, one half day and half night. The lowness and loftiness of this blended temperament are now health and now sickness that causes to cry out. Know that even so are all the changing conditions of the world, famine and drought and peace and war from probation. By means of these two wings, this world is in the air. By means of this, of these twain souls, are habitations of fear and hope.
This is the solution he was looking for. He said, look around. What do you see? You see the war and the peace. This opposition is the necessity of the movement in this universe. So there is this opposition at the depth of the story we are talking about, which is the intuition of being afraid of and being hopeful. These are two sides of one thing. This is how it plays. We are afraid of what? Of all the stuff that we don't know, we are afraid of. And we are cool, calm, because we know a lot. and this is how it works. Yes.
To the end that the world may be trembling like a leaf in the north wind, and simoom of resurrection and death. That the vat of the unicolority of Jesus may destroy the value of the vat containing 100 dimes. For that world is like a salt mine. Whatever has gone thither has become exempt from coloration.
Ah, suddenly he needs a real explanation for the people of his time. And he says, look around you. There are some places which are covered with salt. Then what? Then nothing. Nothing lives there, nothing moves there. That's it. Because that's the end of this movement. There is no opposite of this salt to change it. So, what is he trying to talk about here? The subject is standing by. That fellow, which is you, who is wishing for a lotto and all of that, wait. First, you should understand that the stuff that you imagine doesn't exist, and it's not worth it. Let go of the imagination. There are stuff that you could understand. And this opposition, this or that, this is the subject. If there was not this choice, nothing had meanings. So let's think about it. Yes.
Look at Earth. It makes many colored humankind to be of one color in their graves. This is the salt mine for visible bodies. In truth, the salt mine for ideal things is different.
Ah, you understand when I talk about the salt field that nothing grows there, nothing happens. There is the same stuff in the field of the meaning. That's what I'm talking about. There are some stuff that will kill your imagination and thinking and all of that. It's like a layer of salt. Yes.
The salt mine for ideal things is ideal. It remains new from eternity unto everlasting. This newness has oldness as its opposite. But that newness is without opposite, or like, or number. It is as by the polished action of the light of Mustafa, 100,000 sorts of darkness became radiant. Jew and polytheist and Christian and Magi, all were made of one color by the Al-Uq. 100,000 shadows, short and long, became one in the light of that sun of mystery.
He goes through the history of philosophy and science in his time, which a part of it is religious, and he say, look at the different religions. At the end, they become one. When Mustafa is here, he represents all of those prophets, so they become one, yes?
Neither a long remained, nor a short, nor a wide. Shadows of every kind were given in pawn to the sun. But the unicolority that is at the resurrection is revealed and manifest to the evil and the good. For in that world, ideas are endued with form, and our shapes become congruous with our qualities.
Uh-huh. the space I'm talking about, we are talking about, is a little bit different. It's colorlessness. Here, there are different colors. Then there is colorlessness. In that state of colorlessness, all the colors will come out. That's the day of the judgment, isn't it? The judgment is to everything to stand up for what it is. He said, because in this universe there is the existence, visible existence, and there is the meaning, right? Make it reverse. In that state of judgment, all these meanings will become visible objects. Means the visibility will extend to them. That's how you will be judged. Honestly, what the meaning of you is will come out. Yes?
The thoughts will then become the form of the books. This lining will become the working surface of the garments. During this time, inward beliefs are as a piebald cow, and in the religious sects, the spindle of speech is spinning 100 colors. Mm-hmm.
Talking, this will create a lot of different meanings, and we don't pay enough attention to that. Whatever you say, it will create a meaning, and that meaning is here. Yes?
It is the turn of many coloredness, then many mindedness, and many mindedness. How should the one-colored world be unveiled? It is the turn of the Ethiopian. The Greek is hidden. This is night, and the sun is in palm. It is the turn of the wolf, and Joseph is at the bottom of the well. It is the turn of the Egyptians, and Pharaoh is king.
He is painting different state of existence. You say, for example, in some time there is this Pharaoh and everybody is praying the Pharaoh. Some years later, there is no Pharaoh. There is the time of the Jews who are replacing him, and so on and so on. Think about the existence as a movement. It will change, it will transform from this shape to other shape. Yes?
In order that for a few days these curs may have their allotted portion of the unstinted and deluding provision. Within the jungle are lions waiting for the command, come, to be spread abroad. Then those lions will come forth from the pasture, and God will show their income and expenditure without any veil. The essence of man will encompass land and sea. The piebald cattle will be killed as victims on the day of slaughter. The terrible day of slaughter at the resurrection is a festival for the true believers and destruction for the cattle. On that day of slaughter, all the water birds sailing along like ships on the surface of the sea. To the end that they who perish may perish by a clear proof, and that they who are saved and have sure knowledge thereof may be saved.
It was this. Taki yahlik min halak an baynahi, taki yanju man naja. It was Arabic. No Persian language will understand this. None of it. Why?